In the late 60s and in the 70s, one of the hippest comedy groups was the Fire Sign Theater. Their sketches were famous for their surrealism, absurdities, non sequiturs, crazy paranoia, parodies of the establishment, in-jokes about hippies, and knowing allusions to literature and trash culture. One of the founders of the group, Peter Bergman, died Friday at the age of 72 from complications of leukemia. Firesign made intricately layered, multi-track comedy records such as Waiting for the Electrician or Someone Like Him and Don't Crush the Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. They all loved old-time radio and often did parodies of it. From the 1969 album, How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All, here's Peter Bergman doing a radio commercial in the middle of the old-time radio detective sketch, The Further Adventures of Nick Danger, Third Eye. Bergman is in character as Lieutenant Bradshaw.
All right, hold it right where you are. I'm Lieutenant Bradshaw with a piece of advice for you. Now, here in the studio, it's all knuckles and know-how. But when that red light goes off, I'm just plain Harry Ames, citizen and weekend father. Now, take a tip from a cop who does. Radio work can be just as dirty and exciting as hunting down public enemy number one. So when I get home, my old lady knows what I need and how. A warm, heaping bowl full of looseners, castor oil flakes with real glycerin vibraphone. It doesn't just wash your mouth out. It cleans the whole system right on down the line. So come on, you little rookies. Tell your mom to get on it and do it every day. Just remember what the guys down at the precinct house sing.
Oh, it ain't no use if you ain't got the boost you get from looseners. Looseners.
The all-weather breakfast.
I spoke with three members of the Firesign Theater in 1993 after the release of a Best of Firesign anthology. Here's a short excerpt of what Peter Bergman had to say. I asked him to do one or two of the voices he was known for.
Well, I'm Peter Bergman, and in Dwarf, well, I play Mudhead, you know. Gee, Porge, I didn't know you masturbated. You know,
golly,
that's my
Mudhead
line. And on the other hand, in Nick Danger, I'm the tough Lieutenant Bradshaw, shut up, Danger. That's how you'll recognize me.
Let's do a little bit of Firesign history here. You guys got together when you had a radio show called...
Yep.
What
radio
was the show
Free
called?
Eyes.
Radio Free Eyes. This was on the Pacifica station in Los Angeles.
KPFK.
Listener supported.
So what kind of stuff were you doing?
Well, this started in the summer of 1966, and FM then basically was dedicated to classical music and was not a big entertainment, pop entertainment medium at all. And I'd heard... Bob Fass's show on BAI just before I came out to California.
That's the New York Pacifica stage.
And he was doing mixes of sound and all kind of, and I was very much involved in what was then the avant-garde pop culture. I'd been tangentially with the Living Theater. I'd been over in Europe. I was in a playwriting seminar with a young guy named Tom Stoppard, a young guy named Piers Paul Reed, and a young guy named Derek Marlowe, and me. There's these four 24-year-olds writing.
In Berlin,
and that's where Stoppard wrote Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, was in this little house where we all worked. So I came back all full of the avant-garde, went out to California, started this radio show, and I was playing Indian music, and Andy Warhol was on in the Buffalo Springfield, and all this pop culture, and astrology, and tarot, and it was a crazy late-night show, and people were going mad behind it. And in walked Phil Proctor, that I worked with in drama from Yale. He was the leading man in the musicals that I had worked with. David Osmond had just left the station as its PD and gone to put a suit on with ABC, which was not making him very happy. And Phil Austin was engineering and kind of co-producing the show. Well, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, really out of nowhere, the four of us got together. I'd been doing comedy on Radio Free Oz already. We decided to do this thing called the Oz...
Film Festival.
Film Festival Jury. And just before we went on the show that night, November 17th, 1966, I, who was an astrologer at the time, Monkey, I said, well, you're all fire signs. We're all fire signs. We're the fire sign. We're the Oz Fire Sign Theater.
That was Peter Bergman of the Fire Sign Theater, recorded in 1993. He died Friday at the age of 72. Here's Bergman as Lieutenant Bradshaw in the old-time radio detective parody, The Further Adventures of Nick Danger, Third Eye, from a 1969 album.
And now we return you to Act 3 of Nick Danger, Third Eye.
When the crazy escalator ride ended, I fought my way back up to the land of the living. I came to slumped over in the front seat of my own car, lying in a pool of cheap rot gut. I had a head full of ideas that were driving me insane and a mouthful of cotton candy.
You want some more cotton candy, Danger? It might sober you up.
Oh, my head. Bradshaw, baby.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be happy to see your ugly mug.
Save the wisecracks for the warden, Danger. I got you this time and I got you good.
What are you talking about?
Get out of that car.
Hey, come on.
If you can stand up. And keep your hands high, I got you covered.
Hey, what's this all about, Bradshaw? You know I never carry a rod.
Yeah, but it's murder what some people can do with a car, and I got witnesses to prove it.
There's the man! Keep me away from him!
Take it easy, little lady.
I don't know why you're doing this, Nancy, but it doesn't change my feelings about you.
Oh, Nick, you're such a tool! He did it!
All right, take it easy, little lady. All right, now let's get these facts straight. Take this down, Henderson. Okay, Professor, how did it happen?
Well, Sergeant...
Lieutenant.
Yes, Mrs. Farber and I were sitting right here in the living room engaged in a friendly round of spin the pickle, weren't we, dear? Yes, with our good friend Mr. Rococo.
He did it.
Yes, and then suddenly the door flew open and this drunken madman right here drove in, honking wildly and headed straight for us.
He's lying, Bradshaw!
Can it, Danger?
Yes, at the last possible moment, he stopped on a dime.
I see.
Unfortunately, the dime was in Mr. Rococo's pocket.
I'm going to break your neck, Catherwood!
All right. Hold it, Danger. I've heard enough. We'll get the rest of the story down at the station house from you.
I've been waiting for this for years.
Wise up, Bradshaw.
Week in and week out,
I didn't
Danger,
do it.
Playing second fiddle while you got all the girls.
Come on.
Well, I'm tired of being Mr. Nice Guy. See, there's going to be some changes made. Next week, this show is going to be called...
Sergeant Bradshaw!
Lieutenant.
District Attorney!
I'm going to have my own theme music, and it's all going to take place in Washington, D.C. No plots, just girls and guys doing nice, simple things up against Nazis and fifth columnists, and no Jewish writers, either.
I saw my chance, and I took it.
My name in the papers.
Bradshaw would never listen to my story now.
Colonel
it had more
Lindbergh,
holes in it than
Charles
Albert Hall.
Foster Kane.
My only way out was like this!
That was the Firesign Theater with Peter Bergman as Lieutenant Bradshaw. Bergman died Friday at the age of 72.